This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. How's your summer going?
We're in summer. It hasn't even felt like it lately. And I can't believe it's almost over already.
I was expecting you to say fast.
Yes. Yeah,
don't they always? Fast. Why does winter take so long and yet summer just breezes by?
Because we can actually get out and do things. And
I suppose.
Winter, we're just stuck in our homes and it's dark and cold and depressing. And
did you enjoy your big vacation this summer?
Sure. We had a staycation, so we didn't exactly get out and do a lot. But
you stayed at home one night?
Yeah.
That was your vacation?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's we haven't done anything either this year of any significance. It just seems like it's so difficult anymore. Everybody's lives are so
crazy.
Yeah,
find time and
yeah, but you know, with all the things we have going on in our lives, work, families, kids, you know, all the kinds of things that so many folks have, you know, thinking things going on, and so it just doesn't seem like you have enough time to get away. We just don't make the time anymore, do we?
That's true.
Gosh, did you go on a lot of vacations when you were young? You remember a lot of big family vacations?
Yeah, I know we'd take like little trips over to Omaha quite a bit and go see the zoo and all that fun stuff. Go putt-putt golfing. I remember going to South Dakota and Branson and Wisconsin Dells and Minneapolis.
So you did get to enjoy
the... Oh, and Florida. Of course, that was a favorite.
Great vacations where you all hop in the car and off you go. And
yeah.
And you're all restless in the back seat yelling at Dad, are we there yet?
Yeah. Actually, you know, like they have like that throwback Thursday that people post pictures of them when they're younger. I did that a couple months ago and found one of us going on our trip to South Dakota and us in the backseat just being silly little kids.
Ornery.
Yes.
Three little girls
in
the backseat.
I'm sure my parents had a great time with all those trips.
I'm trying to imagine, what would have been worse? Our family vacations with four little boys in the backseat or yours with three little girls in the backseat?
I don't know. Four boys. I know boys are pretty ornery. Girls can be pretty crabby. At least we were.
Yeah, but you know how it goes. Mom and Dad don't have any problem yelling at boys.
Yeah.
Now, girls, I don't know. Were you treated any differently, you think?
I don't know. I would have nothing to compare it to. All girls. I don't know.
Don't know?
No.
Nope. It seemed bad at the time, didn't it? When we got in trouble, it was a bad deal.
Really?
I'm sure it was at your house, too.
Just no, we never got in trouble.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's give me that $10 bill here and I'll just agree with you then. Yeah, that's going to happen. Well, you know, if you haven't gotten into that vacation yet, you know, school, that's the
thing. I know, it's almost starting.
School turns around so fast. I mean, they barely get out of school and boom, they're right back. We got kids going off to college here in another week or two. And,
yeah.
You know, elementary and high schools and stuff will be getting back in session here in what? About
two weeks or so?
Or maybe a little less than that now.
Jeez.
So, yeah, some of the, oh, my. I mean, it just doesn't seem like you have enough time to plan anything. You know, gosh, there was a time when folks would take off and go for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and just take a vacation. Well, who can do that? It's hard to take 2 days in a row off anymore.
That's true.
Well, if you haven't done your vacationing yet, you know, one of the key things about vacationing, the hardest thing for vacation, for kids, it's vacation's easy because you don't have a lot of responsibilities anyway.
No.
You get away, you forget, no big deal.
Just remember to pack your toys you want in the car ride and that's about it.
Mom and Dad, on the other hand, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the responsibility and they are constantly thinking through everything, you know. And once you leave home, hop in the car and you're, say, 100 miles down the road.
It hits you.
What hits you right away? Oh, did I close the garage door?
Oh, no.
Did I remember to do this? Did we turn off the lights? What about this? What about that? You know, it's always, you're always thinking about, what about back home? What do we do?
Yeah.
Do we take care of everything? Well, you know, home security is always a big part of any trip planning. And whether you're preparing just for a weekend getaway or an extended vacation, burglaries, break-ins, all that kind of stuff, they typically peak during the months of July and August because so many people are gone on vacations. Well, a website called themoneypit.com, all about things around the house, it put together a list of some things that you might want to think about, kind of a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while you're packing the bags and getting ready for what you're going to do while you're gone, what about back home while you're gone? Well, they talk about a lot of different things, and some of these are more inclined if you're going to be doing, you know, long-term trips and stuff too, but then there are other things that can be done for long or short trips. But some of the things they suggest that you do inside your home would be to shut off the main water valve. especially if you'll be gone for a prolonged period of time. You might want to shut down the home's water supply. Locate, turn off the main water valve. It's usually found on the front street-facing side of a homeowner's lower level. If your irrigation from the landscape irrigation comes from the same line, you might want to arrange for a bypass valve or something, too, so you can still water your lawn if you do normally anyway. Also, maybe think about draining the toilet. Step two of the water shutdown plan would be to drain all the toilets and tanks by holding down the flush lever until the water is gone, after you've turned the water off, of course. Water heater. Maybe you want to turn it off. If it's electric, turn off the large breaker assigned to it at the main electrical panel. For gas water heaters, you know, take care of the valve to the pilot position. Turn that around to the pilot position or turn it off completely, but only if you know how to relight it. And, if you're gonna, and only if you're going to be long gone for an extended period of time, too. Make sure, check the breakers. To minimize the risk of electrical fires, turn off all the non-essential electrical circuit breakers in your home's electrical box. You know, stuff you won't be using otherwise. You know, heating and cooling system, security system, obviously you want to leave that stuff on. But, you know, other things that you won't be using, the washer and dryer.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. You know, maybe think about that. Also, disconnecting appliances. Unplug all of them, large and small. There's a storm and there's a lightning strike nearby, then you'd be replacing a lot of things. Maybe the air conditioning, maybe you want to lower it a little bit. Even if you're just away for the weekend, maybe you want to set your air conditioner to 80 degrees to lower your costs while you're gone. Lights on timers. You know, you can improve your home security by putting lights in a main living area on timers. And then that way you can simulate people being home. Don't broadcast your absence. Good grief, I see this all the time.
Yeah.
People on Facebook and the social media, I can't believe how stupid people are. You know, normal people who would normally be, you know, conscientious about everything else, and then they put pictures of themselves in the airport. Here, we're leaving on our vacation. I mean, you might as well just put a big sign.
By the way, we left our door unlocked.
Yeah, put a big sign in your front yard that says, we're home, loot us.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen anything like it. People get so hooked on that social media nonsense that they just don't even think before they put stuff on there. Don't tell people that. You know, a burglar can easily be tipped off to your absence by, like, an unanswered phone, so maybe you want to turn the ringer off. You know, keep your everyday answering message in play, if, you know, if that is if you still have a, you know, a landline.
Yeah.
Don't ever, ever leave a message on your answering machine that we're away on vacation. We'll call you back when we get home. Or, you know, don't put stuff on Facebook or Twitter saying that you're gone. Gee whiz, you're just inviting people to take everything you own. Also, maybe adjust the blinds. Leave your blinds and curtains in the normal positions whenever possible, and don't be exposing belongings that might be attractive to a prying eye. Also, secure your valuables. You want to protect those things from theft in a home safe or safe deposit box. Disconnect your computer. You know, make sure your computer is turned off and disconnected from the internet, particularly if it contains personal information, and put away or shred any bills or receipts that might add to the risk of identity theft in case someone does break in. Set your alarm. If you have an alarm system, make sure you activate it. Notify the home security company that you're going to be away and give them the details. Make sure you lock up all the windows, all the doors, securely lock before you leave for vacation. Now, it might sound kind of simple and elementary, but all it takes is for one of them to not be secured, and someone can get in. Now, outside your home, too, you might want to finish all the major yard work before you go, with special trimming attention given to trees and shrubs near windows and entries. A burglar doesn't need too much to hide behind. And then put all the yard equipment and tools away as well. Plan your maintenance. Line up help for outdoor chores like mowing or manual watering so that overgrowth and faded plantings don't give away that you're gone.
That's good, yeah.
Also, improve lighting. Well-planned exterior lighting design can help keep your home safe while you're away. Put all your outdoor lighting on timers and discourage intruders by adding motion-sensitive lamps in dark pockets as well as natural pathways and things. Keys.
Don't put them underneath the doormat?
The old key under the doormat trick. No, or under the pot.
Yeah.
Or, you know, on top of the door frame or whatever. Not really the smartest thing in the world. Make sure you take all the secret keys from their supposedly undisclosed outdoor locations. In my pocket.
Yeah, we don't keep any out there either.
Just provide only one of your duplicates to the person who will be in charge while you're out of town. If it's a neighbor or a friend or a relative, what have you. But don't hide a key under the doormat, for heaven's sakes. Make sure you have the mail collected, too. Have your house helper collect the mail, any newspapers or parcel deliveries that might come each day. And for added home security, invite a neighbor or a family member to park their car in your driveway, maybe, too, during the duration They'll let them use that space so it looks like there's activity. And then you can also notify local police. One of the complete ways to finish out your home security plan is let the local police department know of your plans. They can add your home to their vacation watch list, and be sure to include contact information for both your interim caretaker and for you while you're on the road as well. So that way they can maybe kind of keep tabs on things also. Home security. You don't really think too much about it while you're off on vacation. Wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have to worry about it at all?
Yeah.
Take care of everything ahead of time so you don't have any of those worries hanging over you. You're supposed to be having fun.
Exactly.
Can't have fun while you're worried about everything else.
No.
All right. Well, that takes care of that. Now, yeah. The hard part is, got to figure out when to schedule a vacation.
Yeah. And where and...
That's the hard part.
Yeah. All the planning activities.
Oh, well. Well, we're working now, so let's just keep going, shall we? Yep. What else you got going on around the area here?
All right. Well, the 64th Annual T-Bone Days, they continue on Sunday, August 3rd. It's the breakfast fundraiser and open house at the fire station. That's from 7 a.m. till noon. And then also Scratch Cupcakery curbside. They'll be selling their gourmet cupcakes from 11 to 2 at Albert the Bull Park. And then on Tuesday, August 5th, is the Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction. That starts at 9 a.m., and then they have that free hamburger feed after. So it's the 64th Annual T-Bone Days continuing through August 5th. On Sunday, August 3rd, is the fundraiser and open house at the fire station. And then on Tuesday is that cattle auction at 9 a.m.
Yeah, and in conjunction with that, because this is Albert the Bull's 50th birthday, they're going to have 10 Hereford steers sold in honor of the 50th birthday celebration during the Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction over at Anita Livestock Auction this Tuesday, August 5th. And again, that's at 9 o'clock is when that auction starts. And always the hamburger feed afterwards is always a nice touch there, too.
Oh, yeah.
They do have a couple of other events scheduled in conjunction with T-Bone Days a little bit later on. In August, Sunday the 24th, there'll be the Audubon County Saddle Club's T-Bone Double Judged Open Horse Show, and that'll be at the fairgrounds, 10 a.m. that day. And then also on Sunday, September 7th, they'll wrap up the T-Bone activities with a T-Bone Golf Tournament at the Audubon Golf and Country Club. So if you haven't had a chance to enjoy some of the activities for the T-Bone, or you just can't get enough,
yeah,
make sure you check it all out and check out Albert. It's amazing. He looks just as good now as he did when he was completed.
50 years old.
I was going to say born, but that wouldn't be correct. Hatched.
Yeah, completed. There you go.
Constructed, you know, whatever. Yeah, quite a project there, too.
All right. Well, the Future Champs Youth Track and Field Camp is coming up. It's August 5th through the 8th, and that's at the CAM High School Track in Anita. And they'll have a camp for four consecutive evenings. It's just about an hour from 7 to 8 p.m. each evening. And the Future Champs Camp is open to all area kindergarten through fifth grade youth. And participants will be introduced to the basics of hurdling, blocks, long jump, throwing events, sprinting, middle and long distance drills. It's only $20 for the first family member, and then each additional sibling is $10. And you can get those registration forms picked up at the CAM High School, the Anita Health and Wellness Center, or by contacting Coach Deb Brown at 779-0471. So it's the Future Champs Youth Track and Field Camp, August 5th through the 8th at the CAM High School Track in Anita. And that's from 7 to 8 p.m. each evening. The Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, they work to bring unbiased information to both landowners and renters to help both parties make successful management decisions, and they'll be holding a meeting on that on August 5th at 9 a.m. at the Audubon County Extension Office, which is at 608 Market Street. Again, that's on August 5th at 9 a.m., and that will be at the Audubon County Extension Office. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're sponsoring a Breakfast with the Birds program that is on August 9th, and that starts at 9 a.m. at Sunnyside Park. It's at the Camlin Edition Shelter in Atlantic. And the Terry Hofer, rehabilitator and educator at SOAR, which stands for Saving Our Avian Resources, will show and discuss several of her permanently injured birds and will hopefully have one that is fully recovered that they can release back into the wild. So you can go out, help support the raptors in education. They will be accepting some free will donations. Again, it's the Cass County Conservation Board, their Breakfast with the Birds program. And that's at 9 a.m. August 9th at Sunnyside Park at the Camlin Edition Shelter. Nishna Valley Trails, they're holding a free kids bike ride. That's also on August 9th at 10:30 a.m. at Shelburg Recreation Area. the west parking lot. You can go check in and start the ride at the west parking lot. And there'll be 3 age groups, ride length according to age, but all ages are welcome. And it's co-sponsored by the Atlantic Parks and Rec, Cass County Conservation, Howard's, Fairway, and Sweet Joy Shop in Atlantic. If you have any questions, you can call Laura at 769-2372. And then after the ride, Atlantic Fest is going on, so you can go check that out downtown. It's Sonishna Valley Trails Free Kids Bike Ride August 9th at 10:30 a.m. at Shelburg Recreation Area in the west parking lot. The annual Rural Life Farm Mass Outdoor Mass will be held on August 17th. It's at 2 p.m. at the Stewart Farm. Tom and Amy Dowd of Rural Stewart are opening their farm to host Bishop Richard E. Pate's annual outdoor mass. The mass will begin at 2 p.m. Sunday, August 17th at the farm, which is located at 3256 110th Street in Stewart. Driving directions, it's the first gravel road south of Interstate 80 at Stewart, and then just 3 miles east. The event is free and open to the public. If you're interested in participating in the musical aspect of the mass, you can go to rehearsal at All Saints Church in Stewart at 9 a.m. Saturday, August 16th, and singers and instrumentalists are welcome. So it's the annual Rural Life Farm Mass, the outdoor mass, on August 17th at 2 p.m. at the Stewart Farm of Tom and Amy Dowd of Rural Stewart.
Lots of stuff going on.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned, too, some activities that are being sponsored by the Conservation Board here in Cass County. I noticed a note in their newsletter here that just got here the other day that they're talking about tagging monarchs again. They'll be doing that here this fall. They have a Mysterious Monarchs program, actually several of them, coming up throughout the area on successive Saturdays from August 30th and then September 6th and then September 13th as well. But ahead of that, I see they had a little note in here. They talked about it because more and more people are learning that the Cass County Conservation Board tags monarchs, the monarch butterflies. So it's becoming common for people to ask for a few tags so they can actually tag at home and then show others how to participate. So the board has ordered tagging kits that will each consist of 10 tags, instructions on how to tag the monarchs, a data sheet, monarch information sheets, and even a pre-addressed envelope so you can return the tagging information. And it's all free. They have 20 kits that they've ordered, and they'll be distributed in September. They do ask one per family to those interested and in attendance at the Mysterious Monarch program. So if more than 20 families happen to be interested, then the kits will be distributed through a drawing. And, you know, the kits are intended to be learning opportunities, and they hope that in the following years those who get them will decide to order tags on their own and become an official monarch tagger. So far, they said 9 monarchs tagged by the Cass County Conservation Board or local citizens here in Cass County have been recovered in Mexico.
Oh, whoa.
So you tag them and you kind of see where they go. Yeah, that's over 1,500 miles.
For a butterfly to go that far, wow.
You didn't, yeah, well, those little tiny light wings, you
know,
it's amazing how far they can fly in a short period of time. But, it's pretty amazing. You know, and it's tagging is an interesting process because you can't just, you know, you don't see them on a flower and walk up and say, hey, monarch, would you put this on, please?
Well, they're just for a minute.
Yeah, just hang on there for just a second while I tag you here. We're going to do something fun.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way. So, yeah, check that out if that's something that you might be interested in. Also, we have a few other things going on here around the area. The Presbyterian Church in Adair this Sunday, August 3rd, has a live concert featuring the group Crimson River. And that'll be at the church at 5th and Audubon Streets in Adair this Sunday, August 3rd, 9 a.m. That's Crimson River, live in concert at the Adair Presbyterian Church. Also coming up here very soon, in fact, on Monday, the Iowa State University Extension, the Audubon County Extension is where it'll be located, but there'll be a leasing meeting that'll be held Tuesday. It's this Tuesday, August 5th at 9 a.m. in Audubon at the Audubon County Extension Office at 608 Market Street. Now, the cost is $20 per person if you've pre-registered, and you can pre-register through Monday. Just call the Extension Office in Audubon at 563-4239. If you don't and you just show up, it's $25 a person to attend. Now, the workshop will last about 2.5 hours, and Shane Ellis, an ISU Farm Management Specialist for the West Central Region of the state, will be the presenter. All about land valuation and leases and all that kind of stuff. So if you have some questions or just like to kind of bone up on some of that information, you can check that out.
There you go.
couple of other things coming up, too. There's an ice cream social planned for August 17th, and that'll be at the Minden United Church of Christ in Minden, Iowa. It's a free will donation. It's ice cream social, but they have more than that. They have hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, salad, drinks, homemade pies, bars, and ice cream. You can eat like an 8-year-old again.
That sounds good.
Simple food.
Yep.
11:30 to 1:30 is the time on that. That's the ice cream social at the Minden United Church of Christ. And again, that is on August 17th. Another event coming up on August 17th, sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, is an interesting one. It's kind of a history lesson. The Civil War Letters of Francis R. Howard will be shared on Sunday, August 17th at 2 p.m. at the Hitchcock House Recreation Area. What you'll be doing is you'll be listening to the letters written during the Civil War from a local veteran. Now, if you're a Civil War buff or you just are fascinated by stuff like that, and it's local, well, Francis R. Howard enlisted from Lewis, and his letters help to provide some details of what it was like, the military life during the Civil War. Hmm. It's a free program, and it will be held rain or shine. Might be kind of an interesting one to bring some of the kids out to, so they can kind of get a little history lesson.
Yeah.
Don't have to tell them they're going to school before they go to school. They wouldn't like that at all,
no.
Would they?
No.
Little precursor. Well, we need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back with more for you here this weekend. You got some birthdays to share?
I sure do. We'd like to wish a happy 100th birthday to Bernice Mordhorst of Harlan, celebrating her 100th birthday on August 3rd, and her children are planning a card shower in her honor. Now you can send her a card to wish her a happy 100th birthday to 410 Durant Street in Harlan, 51537. And Bernice has a daughter and a son-in-law, and then her son. And then they have a total of 7 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. So happy birthday to Bernice Mordhorst of Harlan, celebrating her 100th birthday on August 3rd. And you can send her a card, 410 Durant Street in Harlan, 51537. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Wilma Sorensen, celebrating her birthday on August 4th. And over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Verna Winter, celebrating her birthday on August 1st.
Great. I have a couple of anniversaries. We mentioned this one last week, but we'll mention it again because the celebration is this weekend. It's the 60th anniversary celebration for Walter Leroy and Dolores Bice of Griswold. They were actually married in February of 1954, but the open house is this weekend, this Sunday, August 3rd, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. And again, they'll be celebrating their 60th anniversary and also 80 birthdays, too. No gifts, and they have 5 children, 7 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. The holidays are a fun time at the Bice household. Congratulations and happy 60th anniversary to Walter and Dolores Bice of Griswold. Good folks. Hope they have a great day. Also, we have a silver anniversary wish going out, a 25th anniversary wish to David and Charles Clausen of Anita. It's on August 6th is the date of their anniversary, and we wish them the very best. We see that there's a card shower hosted by their children, so if you'd like to participate in that, your cards may be sent to David and Charles Clausen at P.O. Box 56 in Anita, Iowa, 50020. So congratulations to the Clausens on their 25th wedding anniversary. You know, I mentioned earlier about the Monarch programs. Mm-hmm. I got to thinking during the commercial break there that maybe we should mention the dates and places in there too, because That way you can make your plans ahead of time. Those mysterious Monarch programs, since they do hold them over a series of weeks at some different locations, look like this. The first one will be on Saturday, August 30th, and that'll be at 2 p.m. at the Lake Anita State Park Campground Loop. So look for them there on Saturday, August 30th at Lake Anita. That's at 2 o'clock. Then Saturday, September 6th, they will be at Cold Springs Park Campground Shelter. Now that'll be at 4 p.m. So on Saturday, September 6th, 4 p.m., down at Cold Springs Park. And then on Saturday, September 13th, they'll have two different ones. They'll have an afternoon one at 2 o'clock at the Camblin Shelter, the Camblin Edition Shelter at Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic. That's Saturday, September 13th. That's at 2 o'clock at the Camblin Edition at Sunnyside Park. And then also on Saturday, September 13th, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they will have one of those mysterious Monarch programs at the Outdoor Educational Classroom down at Messina. Okay, that's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, September 13th, and that's at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Messina. Now, if you'd like to know more, and you would like to find out more about all that kind of stuff, just give Laura a call, and she'd be happy to get you taken care of, get all your questions answered. You know, they have done a lot of changes and updates to some of the park locations and things, too. I noticed they were talking about in their newsletter, which is kind of exciting stuff. They have, might find a little bit of a mess here and there, but, it was a tough winter. So they started some projects they mentioned that really affect the park users. They built a pit toilet restroom at the Outdoor Educational Classroom down at Messina. The new grass is still growing near it, and they have to install a light fixture yet. So they're still working on finishing another trunk for at the classroom, and a tracks trunk was funded through the EF and Sylvia Schildberg Foundation. And they said when it's completed, they'll have 3 out of 6 nature trunks finished and housed at the lodge. Now, the other outdoor educational classroom news is they now have a Friends of Outdoor Educational Classroom. So if you'd like more information on that group, it can be found by contacting Judy Kennedy at 774-2285. And Cold Springs Park has a new camper entrance off of Park Road on the southern edge of the park. And they're hoping that'll accommodate the larger campers and the traffic flow. The campground loop will be fully one-way traffic once it's signed. They do mention, too, that Iowa is a quarantine state for firewood, so don't move firewood from state to state. That is illegal. And don't be surprised anywhere you camp that park rangers may ask to see proof of location on your firewood. So make sure you keep the receipts or the tag on any bundle of firewood that you purchase. So you got to buy local and burn local. That's the rule. And the park is a walk-in park, kind of like Iranistan. Due to the Buck Creek Bridge closure, the park is only accessible from Highway 83 and Glacier Road and Buck Creek Road from the north to Glacier Road. So start thinking about fall hunting opportunities in the area as well. They have lots of things going on there, too. So check out all that the parks have to offer. And speaking of things down the road a little bit, Coca-Cola Days here in Atlantic.
Yeah.
Not too far down the road. September 26th and 27th. The theme this year is Thirst Knows No Season. They have a tailgate party planned. It'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on September 26th. That'll be at the Rock Island Depot. They have their sneak peek from 6 to 8 that evening at the Herring Building. And also the show shop and sell. I thought it was a show swap and sell. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Herring Building. All of that going on. And then it's all on, and that's all on Friday. On Saturday, the 27th, they have the ICCCC annual meeting. I don't remember what all the C's are for, but it's the Coca-Cola collectors.
There you go.
The Iowa chapter. So that'll be on Saturday, September 27th at 6 p.m., and they have the dinner at 6:30 at the Elks Lodge, too. And so you can stop by, see the Coca-Cola Museum here in Atlantic. It's one of only 3 in the country. They have lots of memorabilia, all kinds of stuff. It'll be open that Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 4. It's at 207 Chestnut Street. Also on Saturday, there'll be the Collector's Showcase from 9 to 2 at the Herring Building. That's a free event. And they have plenty of T-shirts available, too, with the 2014 logo on them, and you can get those as well. So check all that stuff out and be a part of all that stuff.
Yeah.
And perhaps drink a Coke too, I suppose, then.
Well, yeah, now they have those, you know, everybody's names on them, so you can find your own or share it with a friend, right?
Yeah, I don't want to dig that deep into the cooler. I'll take the first one on top, please.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.